Identifying.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
What is up? Jim Beaver here with Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from, guess where? The Polaris Razor Studios. And man, do we have an epically fun and entertaining guest today. One of my good friends, two-time Miss Supercross. Now she is just a television personality for Supercross, but we are getting knee-deep, waist-deep, I guess shoulder-deep into Supercross talk today. Myself, my co-host Amy Hood, with two-time Miss Supercross Juliana Daniel. She's been a guest on my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, for the past couple of years, actually ever since she became Miss Supercross, but now making her Project Action debut. And I got to tell you, we had a ton of fun with Juliana, and it was great to catch up with her and talk about the shenanigans, like full-blown craziness that is Supercross in 2018. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this interview. You may have caught glimpses of it on my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, but this one a whole lot longer, like triple the length, uncut, uncensored, and a ton of fun. So you got that to look forward to today on Project Action. Thank you guys for the support of the show. And, you know, all of you that continue to listen in, thank you. I know we've changed things up quite a bit. Things have got kind of a little bit shorter. I've been, like, crazy busy. For you looking for, like, extended motorsports coverage, my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, that's always there. Project Action, I am going to get back into some of the long-form interviews that you guys are accustomed to. I know it's been, like, quick-hit guests right now on the show. It's because I'm so busy trying to line out my 2018 in multiple race series and TV jobs, radio jobs, announce jobs, hosting jobs. It's like bananas around here. But thank you guys for bearing with me. And even when we do bring, say, a 20, 30-minute interview like we're bringing you today, I mean, it's with some heavy hitters. Juliana Daniel doesn't get any bigger than that, especially for you Supercross fans. So thank you guys for the continued support. Thanks to everybody that's gone over to iTunes. You subscribe to this podcast, the easiest way to get it. And thanks to everybody that's left a rating and a review. Anybody that has done that, boom, double thumbs up coming at you. If you haven't, please go over there and take the time to do so. It means a lot to me, and it helps us grow this thing. And if you leave a Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, I will follow you back. So, yeah, you can do that to my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, as well. It's on there on iTunes, as well as Podcast One, nationally, all over the place, man. Subscribe to them both. You're going to get double the dose of Jim Beaver and sometimes Amy Hood every single week. Speaking of Amy Hood, man, I am stoked. She's coming out here to Parker, Arizona. We're going to have her both on the podcast next week and the national radio show from the studio. You know, she's traveling around the country right now in the zombie monster truck in Monster Jam, but she'll be in studio. Her and I are filming a YouTube video in Razor. We're going to go out shredding them around the desert. It's going to be a ton of fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy the content and the commentary that we bring at you next week on this podcast. So anybody that's got, you know, questions for Amy or myself, it's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Amy is at AmyHood71. Give us a follow if you want to DM me. I do accept DMs on all social media platforms, as well as my website, downanddirtyshow.com. So if you got any of those, hit me up, and I would love to hear from you guys. But you know what? Last year, I went to the Indy 500. It was something special, absolutely special, the greatest spectacle in racing, and it did not disappoint. Definitely a bucket list thing. And you know what? I'm sure it's on a lot of your bucket list, too. That's right, your bucket list. Well, you know what? The greatest spectacle in all of motorsports, the Indy 500. With AMSOIL, we're giving away a trip, the ultimate Indy 500 experience. That's right. AMSOIL, the maker of some of the best synthetic motor oils on the planet, is giving it away this spring. One grand prize winner will win the trip of a lifetime to the Indy 500 to watch some of the fastest cars and best drivers battle to have their names etched alongside the greats like Foyt, Andretti, Unser, and Castroneves. But that's not all. Listen to what else awaits the grand prize winner. You're going to get pit access. Trust me, I had it last year, and you want that. Not easy to get, but once you do, oh my gosh, the garage and gasoline alley, it's where you want to be. And you'll also get dinner with an Indy 500 legend, VIP track access. You know what? I had that last year. I did. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting there. I'm on the grid. They're qualifying. I'm down there. I'm in the pits. It is absolutely insane. You'll also have suite access to watch the race. $1,000 in cash for incidental travel or event-related expenses. Tell you what, $1,000, that'll buy you a lot of beer in Indiana. Trust me, I know. And you know what? You're going to get round-trip airfare for two to and from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hotel accommodations for two for five nights at a hotel near the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Ground transportation to and from the airport, hotel, and speedway. And chances to meet the drivers competing in the 2018 Indy 500. And I got to tell you, man, we just found out Danica Patrick is back. We'll talk about that here in a second. But I got to tell you, you get a chance to meet her, man, it makes a trip worth your while. Anyways, you know what? Just like when they do making high-performance synthetic motor oils, AMSOIL went the extra mile with this sweepstakes. If that's not enough, 10 first-place winners will receive one free digital download code for Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game. Seriously, Indy 500, Monster Energy Supercross, like, does it get any better? I mean, AMSOIL, man, you're blowing my mind here. This is like what we're talking about today on air, and here you guys are giving away video games and trips to Indy 500. It's crazy. So all you have to do to enter AMSOIL, the ultimate Indy 500 fan experience, is text INDY to 41487. That's it. It's INDY, INDY, to 41487. Once again, it's INDY. Text that to 41487. Or visit AMSOIL.com/INDY, and they will get you locked and loaded. But, man, that's crazy. Like, seriously, does it get any better than that? Man, thank you, AMSOIL. I'm entering this. I don't know. Am I even allowed to enter this contest? I don't care. I'm texting it right now. Indy 41487. I am texting it right now. I want in on this. I went to Indy 500 last year, and this, I don't know, man, this sounds pretty on par with what I got, and it was not anything to be disappointed about. I know you guys listened to that podcast I did back there from the Indy 500. Did not disappoint. But thank you guys, AMSOIL. Speaking of that, yes, that was one of our news bites today. Danica Patrick, you know, she's going to be pulling this double, right? She's going to do the Daytona 500, the Danica double, they're calling it. Daytona 500, Indy 500, and boom, she's retirement mode, right? She's going to go and sell yoga tapes. I don't know what you're really going to sell, but anyways, that's kind of her plan, right? And the biggest like gray area was who's going to be her sponsor? Who's going to pay for this? Well, in sweeps, GoDaddy. You know what? She had a long career with them, and I got to tell you, man, looks like she's going to be back in GoDaddy green for both Daytona and Indy, and man, you can't really go wrong there. I think it's pretty solid. You know, it kind of really brings closure to her whole career. So I'm very, very, very excited to see, you know, how she does, especially being back in an Indy car. Daytona, like, we've seen her in NASCAR recently. But Indy, man, that's a big, big deal. And I'm excited to see what Ms. Danica Patrick has up her sleeve. So, yeah, that was some big news. And then other big news that we'll get to after this quick soundbite from our good friends at Geico. You know what? This is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you. But please stay with me. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that's been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company's Geico. Go to geico.com today. And sorry for all the numbers, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out of time. And on with the news. Obviously, you know, talking Danica Patrick, we've got Juliana Daniel. We'll be talking a ton of Supercross there. But the other big big one coming up here in the next week and a half, we got X Games, not Summer X Games. We got X Games Aspen. I got to tell you, my boy Levi LaValle, he's going to be pretty busy. This weekend, he's got his snowcross team. They're competing in AMSOIL Championship Snowcross. Nice little AMSOIL slide plug right in there. Next weekend, he's going to X Games, right? And he's going to be competing in snowmobile freestyle, snowmobile speed and style. And then what is it, not 1 week, 2 weeks out. Then he's going to be at Super Bowl. He's backflipping over Nicollet Mall, like the entire mall in downtown Indy. And if you guys – or downtown Indy, sorry, I got Indy on the brain. Minneapolis. I was just down there recently. Had some dinner with my good friends at Polaris Razor in downtown Minneapolis. Amazing. But they've got, like, all these rad, like – aerial walkways over the streets because it's so damn cold in Minneapolis in the wintertime. You can actually travel around like 13 miles of the city without ever even going outside. Remember the movie Mighty Ducks? I actually rewatched that over Christmas with my daughter, and insanely good movie. I know everybody's seen the Mighty Ducks by now, but like they do this thing on rollerblades where they're actually going through the mall in downtown Minneapolis. Yeah, like with all the glass, like walkways and stuff. Boom, same one, right? So if you've seen Mighty Ducks, you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, Levi, he's going to backflip day before the Super Bowl over Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. I think it's crazy, but Levi is a bit nuts. We're going to try and get him on one of the two shows here in the next week and chat all about it. But he will be in action in X Games, and we've kind of gone over the entry list, I'm just looking at some of the heavy hitters. You know, the big ones for me, the stuff with the engines, right? We'll talk about everything here, but stuff with the engines. I mean, we got Snowbike Best Trick, first time it's ever going to take place, and all-new event. I'm going to crown a new champ. I mean, you got Heath Frisby, you got Ethan Roberts, Jacko Strong, Brett Turcotte. I mean, what's Jacko going to bring to the table? This dude's nuts. Snowbike Best Trick, I'm excited about that. Snow Bike Cross, I mean, look at this list. Nolan Eppner, he's a snow bike regular. Dude's ridiculous. Then you got Josh Hill. Yes, Josh Hill, that Josh Hill. He is in action. Axel Hodges, Brock Hoyer. That dude, you don't want to screw with him on a snow bike. Cody Cam, my boy Cody Cam. He is making the crossover from the snowmobile to the snow bike. He wanted to continue to hunt for X Games gold, and he's making the transition, as well as running full-time in Amsoil Championship Snowcross. Cody Matchek, another snow bike guy. My boy Darren Mees, we've had him on another show recently, and he's going to be in action. Jake Scott, snowmobile guy, making the transition. And then you go to snowmobile freestyle, and obviously you got my boy Levi LaValle, but you got Parsons, Turcotte, Heath Frisbee, Daniel Bowden, and then Speed and Style, kind of the same lineup there, but you got Josh Penner, a good friend of mine. He's been on the show before. He's competing there against Levi and Frisbee and Parsons and Turcotte. And you just look at that, and it's like, wow. And then you just go down this list, and, man, we're like a month out of the Olympics, and you got, like, crazy, crazy, names in X Games. You got to wonder if they're, like, worried that they might get injured throwing down for X Games gold and not be able to go and compete in South Korea for Olympic gold. But you got Jamie Anderson competing, and then Kelly Clark, Chloe Kim, Elena Height. I mean, we're talking the who's who of women's snowboarding. And then you get to the men, and it continues to go crazy. Sean White, yes, he is back. Danny Davis. I'm just looking down this list, and it's like, man, Max Parrott. We got just groundbreaking, insanely good guys, and you've got Ski, Big Air still. I mean, it's just it's going to be great. It's going off the hook. X Games Aspen 2018. We're about a week out from that. We'll be talking about that more next week on this show. I got a feeling like we're going to get a glimpse of what's to happen in the Olympics. Like, I feel like, minus the stuff with the engines, but I'm talking skis and boards. Like, I think it's going to be like, it's going to give us a gateway in. And it makes you wonder, guys are going to bring their best wanting to win that X Games gold and like super pipe, right? And all of a sudden they don't get it, and they see what these other guys have up their sleeve that they're going to be competing against in less than 30 days at the Olympics. Do they go back to the drawing board? Do they go back to training, and do they bring something new to the Olympics? Or do you hold back during X Games and not play your best hand so you can play it at the Olympics? I don't know. I think there's some game plan and some strategy going on here, and it's going to be interesting to see the way that shakes out. So we're going to be talking a lot about snow sports next month with X Games Aspen, and then the Olympics in South Korea happening as well. So, we got so much going on in the world of motorsports and action sports right now. It's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Thank you, Gwen Stefani, for teaching us all how to say bananas or spell bananas. But, yeah, we're going to get to Juliana Daniel in a minute. But you know what? I've got some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car, it'll improve gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. Weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, man, that is a hell of a lot of cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they'll know if they're getting a good deal before they buy. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. So thank you, TrueCar, for your support of Project Action here on Podcast One. And we are going to get to my epically awesome interview, as well as Amy Hood's interview with Juliana Daniel, right after these words from Podcast One.
Hey, this is Jim Litke, host of AP Sports Weekly, where we harness the shoe leather, insight, and experience of some of the smartest reporters in the business to bring you the news. I've been an AP Sports columnist since 1989 and covered every major championship around the globe multiple times and crossed paths with some of the greatest athletes of our time. And now I'm excited to bring you a weekly recap of the most interesting happenings in sports. So make sure to download new episodes of AP Sports Weekly every Tuesday on PodcastOneSports.com, the new Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Jim Beaver here, joined on the line with Amy Hood and Juliana Daniel. How's everything going, Juliana?
It is going amazing. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, I think
we're two rounds in right now. It's like the hyped up beginning of the season. Everybody is, you know, excited, and we just got done A1. I mean, how is it feeling right now? You're making your transition from Miss Supercross, obviously the iconic title, to now, you know, a host and a face for, you know, everything that's going on the ground level. Like, how is that?
I mean, to be honest, it's been amazing, not only just from the racing standpoint with, you know, new guys, old guys are gone, obviously.
Yep.
New guys are stepping up. It's fun to see them, you know, taking on their role and seeing actually what they bring when the leaders aren't there anymore. It's been really fun to watch. It's made for some really exciting racing in both classes.
Yeah.
And for me, I couldn't be happier with the new role that they've given me. It's given me, and I hope with what we've all talked about on the corporate side, it's going to give me more of a chance to kind of hone in on my skill, which is more of the health,
yep,
nutrition, how these guys train, what they're eating, what they're doing during the week and even off season, so that they are able to show up every Saturday. I think that's kind of been a lost gem in this sport of, you know, they talk about the race, they talk about what they happened that day and what they're going to change that day and what they did, but nobody really touches on what they did last week or,
yeah,
what they did over the summer or, you know, just the little things that so many of these young riders who watch them, how do they train? Like, what are these guys doing? You know, all they see is these guys on Saturday race day, or you know, they do like some behind the scenes stuff, but I really want to go in there and whether it's race day or even following them during the week, just something to give these young riders a chance to say, wow, they actually have to work really freaking hard. Like, they can't just show up and go, I'm going to chug this monster and get out there on my bike. Like, it takes a lot of prep, plan, effort, and just overall mental strength that I don't think that people really understand, and I want to bring that to the sport.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and you know what? As a fellow racer, I love that. I love that. You know, it gives it a lot more credibility, obviously, you know,
yeah,
when we're watching. We're seeing what they're doing. But for new fans, I think, it's like, you know, a lot of the credibility is lost. They're like, oh, these guys can just go show up and, you know, ride a dirt bike. And I get that all the time, excuse me, as a woman, too. People are like, oh, doesn't the dirt bike do all the work? You know, for these,
right,
naive people who really have no idea the effort. And it's not just effort. You know, this is a whole lifestyle. You know, you eat breathe and sweat,
yeah,
you know, your training program. And I think it's really cool that you're highlighting that. I love that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I was actually talking to a fan this past weekend in Houston on it. While I was down under, it was after everything was over. And I was like, you know, I've been around a lot of sports. I'm an athlete myself. I would love, and I don't know how this would happen, but I would love to have someone somehow figure out a way to simulate what these guys go through on race day during the actual main and go to like a football or like a baseball guy, something, and simulate the intensity, what it takes, just kind of like put it all in a big bowl and see if they could switch roles. I don't think there's many athletes that could switch roles and take on what these guys do every Saturday. I truly don't. I just don't think it's true. And I don't think that when you watch a race on TV, let alone at that, you don't even get it. Nobody understands what these guys are actually doing and going through and actually able to do. And I don't know how it could happen to anyone out there listening.
You
guys can do it, but it'd be really cool because I don't think that there'd be many athletes that could take on a 20-minute main and be able to do it. I just don't think it's possible.
You know what?
And not just a 20-minute main, but, you know, hawking like a 75-foot triple out of a corner, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
Some skill.
Well, and you know what? Like, yeah. Amy and I have had this conversation quite a few times, and it's like, I don't think people understand to ride, you know, there's a lot of guys in Supercross, and they're all very, very talented. But when you start talking about the elites, like, you know what I mean? You know, the guys that are up there and they're fighting for the win every single event. Like, Ricky Carmichael did an interview, and we've talked about this last year on the show, but he's like, people wonder why Villopoto and myself and Dungy stepped away at the prime of our career.
Yep.
He's like, it's because it wasn't fun anymore. He's like, I love riding dirt bikes, but he's like, to bang out 2 hours worth of laps on a practice track every single day of the week and be in the gym. He's like,
and then train.
Yeah. He's like, it got to the point where he's like, I wanted my life back. And he's like, you know, he's like, because if you don't win and you're at that level, he's like, second place is a complete failure. And people wonder why Dungy stepped away and Villopoto and Carmichael. It's because, like, people don't get how hard it is to train at that level.
Well, and you know, being that I work with both of those, Ricky and now Ryan, hearing them talk about, because it is, everyone's like, God, you know, they're at the top of their game. Like, why are they leaving? But from their standpoint, you know, so much of racing is mental. It really is. I mean, you can be athletically fit to the T, but if your mental game is off, even just a little bit, you're setting yourself up for a lot of, I don't want to say injury, but just very, you know, you're chancing it, because if you're out there and you're all of a sudden, you know, in the lead and you're up front and then you're going through, you know, the whoops and you're not focusing, just that split second of losing your focus, you could literally, I mean, ruin so many things. And I think a lot of these guys, when they get to a certain level, they've been in there for so long, the mental game is the hardest thing to keep. And these guys say once that mental focus goes, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I think there's a couple guys even now. This is, you know, week number two or three almost, and their mental game is playing with them. And it's sad to watch, but that's what happens. And that happens in all sports, you know. I mean, baseball players are known for that, to have especially the pitchers. And I think that it plays a huge factor in why these guys retire, and it's because the mental game is the hardest thing to keep. And that's when they get injured. That's when they, you know, make mistakes that can injure not only themselves but the, you know, the riders around them. So I totally get it, and it's a scary thing, but it happens.
Yeah,
and you know, the training really, and I say this all the time too, you know, because, you know, whether you're, you know, driving a dirt bike, you know, playing professional baseball, or, you know, in the NFL, or driving a monster truck, you know, when you put in the hours at the gym, you know, whether you're the fastest guy out there or the slowest guy, when you're putting in the work and putting in the time and, you know, training to the best of your ability, like, you can be on that line and there's, you know, 30 other guys who want the exact same thing as you. You all want the exact same thing. And that the training in the off days is what prepares your mind. When you are physically ready, you are also mentally ready. And, you know, the training in the off season is what prepares, not necessarily your physical endurance, but also your mental endurance, I like to think too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we got to shift gears here a little bit. At some point we got to talk about this crazy, crazy season that we. And I say season, and we're only two rounds in. But I mean, going in, everybody thought, okay, doors are wide open. Dungy's bowed out. He retired. You know, is it going to be Marvin, Tomac, Roczen's coming back? And I got to tell you, Juliana, I mean, I didn't expect anything that we've seen. I mean, Marvin's now Mr. A main. Tomac, I don't know if we even know what's going on with any of these guys at this point. Like, I mean, what is the feeling around Supercross right now? Because I feel like the doors are blown wide open even more than they were 2 weeks ago.
The feeling is excitement. We're like, oh my God, we actually have like stuff to talk about. Like, it's exciting to watch every race. You know, you never know who's going to step up or who's going to take the lead. I think that a lot of people are shocked by a lot of things, but at the same time, it's just really exciting. That's the only word that comes to mind. But, you know, I think that people with Tomac are a little bit disappointed that he hasn't been racing the way that he should be racing. He's got it all. He's got the package. So come on, man, you know, get out of your head, step up, just ride. And I think he will. I think he's strong enough to come, you know, to bring it back. And then, you know, there's people like Ken who will sit there. I talked to him actually before practice on Saturday. I was sitting there with Jeff Emig, and he said, you know, I've kind of learned that despite how I feel or how I practice or what happens during the day, that's not going to dictate what I do at night. And I was like, huh. Whereas most of these riders, you know, maybe whatever happens in that practice is like, oh man, I'm not fastest qualifier, or, you know, that really wasn't the best lap I had. And then that's what they take to the finals. And that can't happen, because you could have the worst practice, still make it to the final, you know. But then change your mindset. Have the mindset of, you know what, I worked hard enough. I'm here. And Ken was like, that's what I do. He's like, you can see it. He's got, like, fire in his belly when he's out there. And it's so fun to watch, because I think that no one thought he was, you know, telling the truth of how he felt. And, yeah, you know what, he might hurt a little bit here and there. You know, his arm might not be the same, but he doesn't show it, and he sure doesn't let it stop him.
He's got the mental game figured out.
He really does. You know, and then there's people like Anderson who, you know, he can ride dirty, but it is so fun to watch. I mean, it's like they're hungry. All these guys are hungry. Yeah. They're hungry to be that first place, and it's fun. It is fun to watch. Even in the 250 class. I mean,
oh, it's crazy.
Plessinger, like, it is so fun. I mean, it's just so fun.
Yeah. Shane, I mean, we had him on air last week, McElrath, and it's nuts. You have no idea what's going to happen on any weekend. And then, a guy like Barcia, right? I mean, he's on like a part-time ride, and all of a sudden they're going, well, we probably ought to sign him for the full year, because he's got a chance at the championship. Like,
I know.
Even Weston, like, Weston's stepping up his game this year. Like, it's just crazy. You don't know what to expect. It's like, how do you prepare anything? Because you're like, well, I got to be prepared on everyone, because you never know who's going to come up and take it.
That's what makes a good season. What makes Supercross one of the most exciting, you know, sports out there right now, is because, you know, with the top guys kind of out of the picture now, it's anybody's game, and every rider knows it. So I feel like the competition and, you know, the riding level is going to be so elevated now, especially with Marvin out. You know, Marvin, honestly, like, everyone's money was on him. He was the top of the line at everybody's fantasy Supercross league. Everybody had their bets on him. And now that he's out, all these riders are like, yippity-doo-dah, victory. Let's step this game up right now and, you know, kind of lay it all on the line. And I think we're going to see some of the most exciting, competitive, and, you know, very interesting races going forward. I really, really do.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
So, we gotta talk about you. I mean, how's it been for you in this role? I mean, we've had you on, I think we had you on like right after your first round A1 2 years ago, when you were, quote, Miss Supercross. But like, I felt like we've kind of lived this journey with you. But how are you feeling about this new role? Because I know you've kind of got, you know, you've been a speaker for a long time. Like, this new role, I mean, I feel like for you, this is kind of like, this is like what you've wanted for a long time, right? To be able to share these stories behind the scenes. scenes and tell, you know, kind of the Supercross narrative on how people are where they're at.
Yeah, you know, thank you. I love that you guys have been with me this whole time. It's fun to kind of remember and reminisce. I am super excited to be in a different position within the sport. You know, my expertise might not come from being on a dirt bike, but I was an athlete. I was a swimmer on scholarship all through college. I'm a professional bikini competitor in the Federation of Bodybuilding. So it's like, I know what it takes to work hard, diet if you have to, have your mental game on point, get up there in front of thousands of people and, you know, do what you do. And that's perform whatever it is. If you're riding, if you're competing, if you're anything. And I personally have always felt being in this sport when I joined that it's kind of a lost cause. There's a lack of information of what these guys actually do day in and day out. You know, when you come on Saturday and you see them in the pits, you know, or on the track, they look perfect. But no one talks about what they were doing yesterday, what happened on Tuesday at, you know, their track, or gosh, did they have to change their food, or do they go to the gym? Like, how nobody touches on what it actually takes to be there every Saturday to put on a show for us. And that's kind of where I'm going to come in and where I've tried to, you know, tell my bosses, let me go talk to them. You know, I might not be able to walk up and know everything about their dirt bike or, you know, how that all works, which I'm told them, I'm like, I'm more than willing to learn, but you want, let me go up to Marvin and go, hey man, how's your shoulder? Is it your bursa? Is it your labrum? Did you have a sub? I can rattle off all those facts because A, that's what I dealt with as a swimmer, but B, that's my degree. That's what I went to college for. So let me know what they eat. Let me tell these young riders, hey, you know what? You actually have to watch your food. You actually have to eat the correct things to develop your body. You have to, you know, you have to stretch. You have to recover. You have to, you know, maybe you're not on a dirt bike every day. Maybe you're going to go to the gym and sit on a stationary bike, or you're going to get on an actual and go out and cycle. You know, there's just so many things that I hope to bring to the sport from the other side of it, where it's the grind, what they go through. And that's what I am hoping to bring more to that. And so, you know, we've talked about different things, and it's hard to do all that on race day, obviously, because you're covering the race and that's what it's all about. But my thing has been, you know, social media is huge. We have a huge following, but not only that, it's a gateway to these riders' lives. And yeah, I'm hoping, and supposedly this is going to be happening next weekend, knock on wood, fingers crossed. I'm going to get to do more like live feeds. So whether it's through the Supercross Live Facebook or Instagram, I think they kind of said it was going to be more Instagram, but I'm hoping that it's going to be walking around the pits going, hey guys, if you're tuned in to the live feed right now, you know, cause you can read the questions, things, what do y'all want me to go ask? I'll walk up, you know, if I can, obviously walk up to, you know, any like Tomek going, hey man, what happened last weekend? Or what are your thoughts? Or, you know, even if it's like his manager or someone, just kind of giving the riders a chance who aren't at the race to feel included, to feel connected, to have that, you know, sense of family that we all feel when we're there. And, yes, you know, then behind the start, I don't know, filming whatever it is, just kind of giving the riders, because that's where I love to be. I love to get those behind the scenes stories, but also like that's when I'm most comfortable, when I'm just chatting with, you know, whoever it is next to me versus, you know, holding the mic on the camera. I love that, but I'm more authentic when it comes to walking up to a Ken Roxon and going, hey man, did you eat some pizza yesterday? Because I know last week that's what you told me you were going to eat. Did you cheat? You know, just stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm hoping this role goes. And it's exciting for me. And I think it'll be really great for the sport and for the fans and for the young riders coming up to kind of see how it all goes down.
Yeah. Well, and I think like for riders too, that candidness, they're more open when you shove the camera and the microphone in their face. It's like, you know, sometimes you shell up a bit, even though they're very good at what they do and speaking to the camera, like you don't give all the information, but when it's just kind of like two friends chatting, you get a whole lot more, you know? And I think that's what's cool is being able to open that door into the candidness of these top level riders. I think that's really going to make the fans even attached to them even more.
Yeah, I think that's what the, you know, motocross lacks, is that kind of realness and bringing these athletes that are kind of put up on pedestals, back down to reality and showing, you know, that they're real people who go through real life stuff, eat pizza after a win, you know, like what they actually do as real people, not just these crazy celebrities that we see on TV. And, you know, I as a fan of the sport, you know, I do the sport, but I'm also a fan. I like to see the people brought down to reality and the personal side of them too. It really grows that attachment, and it really grows that engagement, I think.
Yeah. Well, and here's a quick question. I know we gotta let you go here shortly, Juliana, but Ryan Dungey, working with him now, I mean, you worked with him last year when he was on the bike, won the championship. Now you're working with him in a different role. I mean, how is that? And what have you seen in Ryan? How's the change been? I mean, I'm sure he's a different person now than dealing with him last year.
You know, it's fun. It's really fun. I think that I didn't know him well enough outside of every Saturday. So I seeing his personality Saturday, I'm sure is very different than during the week, but he just seems so complete, you know, like he's relaxed. Like he brings in such a great, it's just a different perspective. You know, we have Ricky, who obviously has a very similar mindset when it comes to the racing, and they're both champions. But it's fun to have a fresh face, but B, just to kind of, you know, we go to him, go, well, Ryan, like, what were you feeling? Or like, hey, you know, since you're just fresh off the track, you know, if you had to do this today, how would you approach it? Like, you know, it's kind of like a fresh feed straight from the champ himself. So it's fun. I mean, he's so fun to work with. You know, he has his quirky side of like, he'll throw in like little jokes. And of course, like Ralph and Jeff, I mean, they just give him so much crap. Like they'll pick on him and he'll sit there and he's not quite sure. Like, are they BC? And then it's like, if anyone cracks a smile, he's like, okay, they're joking, man. Okay, they got me again. So it's really fun to like see him in a different role and to see him with a real sense of want to help the sport and to just, you know, bring information and just make it better. Like he really wants to stay apart, and he really wants to be there, which is so cool that someone who, you know, that has to be hard, in my opinion, that's hard. That has to be hard to come back to something that where you were out there every Saturday, you were the top dog, and now you're not. But essentially he's so content and he's so happy. So it's really awesome to see, and it's amazing having him there for sure. And of course, I love seeing Lindsay. I texted the other day and I was like, I mean, I don't, it's great having Ryan, but like, when are you going to be there? Because I love seeing you. Yeah. So it's awesome. It's really awesome.
Yeah. So A2, I mean, that's this weekend. Last question, but what are we expecting out of A2?
Jim? Your guess is as good as mine, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even want to predict anything. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess that's what's fun about Supercross 2018. We just don't know, and that's what's got us all so, like, I mean, just literally gripped to it. You know, it's like, what is actually going to happen? We have no idea. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm excited for whatever it is, though. I'm stoked.
Well, I appreciate the time, Juliana. Thank you for calling in once again. We definitely need to do it more often. It's been like a year, and I'm like, man, it's been way too long. But thank you for calling in.
Well, thank y'all so much for having me. I always appreciate it.
Good times, good times. Awesome catching up with Juliana Daniel. Thank you to my partner in crime, Amy Hood, for holding it down with me while we interviewed Ms. Daniel. But Supercross in full swing. We'll definitely be talking a whole lot more about that in the upcoming podcast. Once again, if you got any guest suggestions, want to reach out to me, talk about anything, I can use a contact form on my website at downanddirtyshow.com or hit me up at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I also accept DMs on all social media. So just don't get all crazy on those DMs, man. Once in a while I get some stuff that I just don't want to hear or see. I actually got a marriage proposal a week and a half ago. No joke, literally. It was by somebody that's about 30 years older than me. No joke. I can't make this stuff up. So, please keep it classy on your DMs. I don't need any kind of craziness sliding into my DMs, man. Keep it business, right? or just say, hey, what's up? But, yeah, there you go. But, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure and check out my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Every single week we drop on Tuesdays. You can find it on Podcast One, iTunes. Subscribe over there. Rate, review us, all that good stuff. Or nationally on Wednesdays. Make sure and go and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. And if you leave a rating or review, leave that Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review. I'll follow you back on social media. Make sure and check out my new Facebook groups to talk all things action, sports, and racing. Facebook.com/group/JimBeaver15. Join the group. We've got like 300-400 members at this point. Some good conversation and some good content. Post up whatever, man. If it's got an engine or if it's action sports, like, post it up, man. I'd love to see and, you know, see what's on your mind, what you guys care about and enjoy, you know, what kind of content you enjoy consuming on social media. But anyways, be safe, guys. Seriously, man, it's bonkers out there. We've got some big weekends coming up in motorsports and racing and action sports. And if you're out there, man, enjoy it. But don't drink and drive. Don't do anything stupid. Have a good time at X Games or at any of the races coming up. I'd like to hear from you guys on social media. And I like seeing you back here listening in each and every week, man. I hate you guys to do something stupid that compromises your life or somebody else's. So be safe. Be safe out there. And as always, game on.